This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Minister of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures, SOPs and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in future. A team from the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AIB, has recovered the aircraft's black box, formerly known as a flight data recorder, from the crash site. Forensic experts have also begun detailed examinations. Authorities state that the cause of the accident will be confirmed following a comprehensive forensic and technical analysis. Iran launched a retaliatory attack against Israel on Friday night, firing hundreds of missiles and drones at Israeli cities in what Tehran called Operation Severe Punishment. The massive barrage sent air raid sirens wailing across Israel and forced millions of civilians into shelters as explosions rocked Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The Iranian assault came just hours after Israel conducted its most significant military strike against Iran since the 1980s war with Iraq, targeting nuclear facilities and killing top military commanders in what Israeli officials described as a preemptive operation to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone yesterday on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he shared India's concerns and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar regarding ongoing developments. Mr. Jaishankar also had a conversation with Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi on the latest situation. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's deepening strategic engagement with Europe, particularly France, guided by deeper convergences and shared interest. Speaking at the Ricina Mediterranean 2025 in Marseille, France, he said that France is in many ways India's most trusted partner in Europe. Mr. Jaishankar also emphasized India's strong interest in the Mediterranean region and the importance of partnerships driven by trade and people-to-people ties. Regarding the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with the European Union, Dr. Jaishankar said that both sides aim to finalize it within this year.
The FTA, not as a big idea, I think it's a foundation which will enable us. The big idea is probably in the digital sphere, a combination of how we align on AI, on semiconductors, on fintech, on education, and on talent mobility. These five parts are a big game changer in the relationship.
Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Puri, said that the country has adequate energy supplies for the coming months. He informed this in a social media post after holding a review meeting yesterday with the Petroleum Secretary and heads of Indian energy public sector undertakings. The oil supply update by the minister attaches importance given that the international oil prices shot up sharply yesterday after Israeli attack on Iran. With no respite from the heat inside, the temperature breaches 45 degrees Celsius in many parts of North India. According to IMD, Rajasthan's Sri Ganganagar area recorded a temperature of 47.3 degrees Celsius, while Haryana's Sirsa Mercury touched 46.4 degrees Celsius. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for Rajasthan, saying that severe heat wave conditions along with dust storm will continue to prevail in the region for the next 2 to 3 days. In the United States, at least 11 people have died and several are still missing after flash flooding hit San Antonio, Texas. The severe storms on Wednesday and Thursday forced cars off roads, pushing some drivers into a creek. The fire department said rescuers were searching for at least 4 people missing in the floods. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh has clinched the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final of the ISSF World Cup in Munich, Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.